yesterday. We read about how Panchatattva were both both absorbed in the process of Sankirtan and distributing it, which doesn't happen. In other words, there the point is that we're the worshippers, and we have a process of worship, and they're the worshipped. So usually the worshipper, the worshipped, accepts worship, and they don't do the same thing. But here, those who are being worshipped, they also participate in the worship, which means that they're worshipping themselves. And that's because it's such a wonderful process. Anandam buddhivardhanam patipatam kunamritas vardhanam purna amritashvara. There's unlimited nectar to be tasted in chanting and dancing. And so when you try to worship the Ishtadeva of this age, he can't keep still. Maybe you can keep still, but he doesn't keep still. He dances and chants because it's so nice. It's so ecstatic. And he not only tells us to do it, but he shows us also, which is also quite rare. Other incarnations, they don't teach you how to worship them, they just tell you. That's all. Sarvadharma Paritya Java. Krishna didn't really show. He showed how those who are perfected devotees do it, but how to get there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not only teaches one how to get there, but also shows. And the process is the same, like we said. It's the means, and it's also the end. Now, patra patra vicharana hina istana stana je janha paya tanha kare prema dhana. That's sounds very nice. Even just, you don't know what it means, it sounds nice. It's so poetic. Patra patra vichara nahi stana stana je janha paya tanha kare prema dhana. In distributing love of God, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates did not consider who was a fit candidate and who was not, nor where such distribution should or should not take place. They made no conditions. Wherever they got the opportunity, the members of the Panchatattva distributed the love of God. And Srila Prabhupada writes, there are some rascals who dare to speak against the mission of Lord Chaitanya by criticizing the Krishna conscious movement for accepting Europeans and Americans as brahmanas and offering them sannyas. But here is an authoritative statement that in distributing love of Godhead, one should not consider whether the recipients are Europeans, Americans, Hindus, Muslims, etc. The Krishna consciousness movement should be spread wherever possible, and one should accept that those who become Vaishnavas as being greater than Brahmanas, Hindus, or Indians. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired that his name be spread in each and every town and village on the surface of the globe. Therefore, when the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is spread all over the world, should those who embrace it not be accepted as Vaishnavas, Brahmanas, and Sannyasis? These foolish arguments are sometimes raised by envious rascals, but Krishna-conscious devotees do not care for them. We strictly follow the principles set down by the Panchatattva. Now, Prabhupada is choosing to comment on a particular aspect of this verse, and that is that everyone is qualified to receive love of Godhead, because that was the mood and example shown by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Panchatattva. And yet, Prabhupada came under extreme criticism from many quarters for giving Brahman initiation, sannyas, or even embracing those who were of non-Hindu origin into Krishna consciousness. Indeed, just, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, I read an article in which a group of so-called Hindus, a Hindu organization at Jagannath's temple in Puri, they were protesting to the king of Orissa, the king of Puri, excuse me, who's, you know, considered to be, even by them, a representative of Lord Jagannath, for participating in ISKCON's Rath Yatras worldwide, because they consider that Rath Yatra outside of Jagannath Puri is bogus. So that's what Srila Prabhupada, and that that activity is non-Hindu, as well as the members of ISKCON are also non-Hindu. So what Srila Prabhupada was here commenting on, and this was in 1973, so this was 35 years ago. That's still going on at the present time. Is there a window open somewhere? No. I'm asking to open it just to close it. His godbrothers complained, many so-called Vaishnavas, smarta brahmanas, caste-conscious brahmanas, many criticized Srila Prabhupada, and their criticism goes something like this: the son of a snake is a snake, how can you turn him into a cow? So, of course, there's no ordinary process for turning snakes into cows. Unless you're God, it doesn't work. But the other side of this is that unfortunately, many of these people were actually given fuel for their arguments by the way that sometimes the members of the Krishna consciousness movement behave. In other words, that Brahmanas don't know what it even means to be clean or brahminical, that sannyasis give up vows of sannyas, associate intimately with women, that Vaishnavas don't know the philosophy or principles of Vaishnavism, and that they don't exhibit the qualities of the mode of goodness, which is a prerequisite for really being a Vaishnava. So the idea that I'm initiated, therefore I'm better than a Brahmin and I'm better than everyone else, is as ludicrous as those who say that you can't initiate them and they can't be anything. Yatraya lakshanam proktam, it's a matter of lakshana, what kind of qualities does someone exhibit? And if someone exhibits the qualities of a true Vaishnava, of a true Brahmin, of a true sannyasi, then you can't disqualify him just because he's born in a European family or an American family. On the other hand, if someone thinks that I'm initiated, therefore it doesn't matter what I do, I'm better than a Brahmin because I'm in the Vaishnava Sampradaya, then he's no better than the other people who he's just approaching it from the other angle. So it doesn't matter what I behave like, what I do, just because I've I've entered this society, therefore I don't have to do anything. So neither fraction is good. The real thing is that to receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means that one has the opportunity to become as good as a Brahmin, to become as good as a sannyasi, to become a real pure Vaishnava. But if one doesn't practice the things that are there, if one doesn't cultivate those qualifications or those qualities, then he is what he is. Then he remains a Mulecha. This is shown to us by Lord Balaram. When Balaram came into the assembly of the sages of Naimisharanya, and there was this Romaharshana Sutta, and he thought, I'm on the Vyasasan, I don't have to stand up to receive anybody. So that was an offense. He was puffed up, and he, despite all of his learning, he couldn't recognize God when he came in before him. So, and then Lord Balaram remembered, then Lord, because he didn't behave like a Vaishnava, then Lord Balaram said, this man is coming from a Sutta, from a Shudra family. Therefore, he's not qualified to speak on the Puranas, because you should be a qualified person to speak. And so he killed him. Pretty serious offense. So, but there, Prabhupada says that one's past is forgotten when one behaves according to proper sadhachar. But if one doesn't behave according to proper sadhachar, then the past comes into play. So once when in Vrindavan, one devotee, he went to purchase, this happened a long time ago, but it happened around this time, 73, went to purchase some cloth in the market. And the merchant brought out a roll of silk cloth, and then the devotee said, well, do you have anything else? And he went back to look for something else, and that devotee took the whole roll of silk cloth, hopped on a rickshaw, and went back to the temple. So this merchant then came to complain to Prabhupada, who happened to be there at the time. He said, what is this? I mean, it's one thing to be a thief, but it's being a pretty bad thief. I mean, he's a Hare Krishna walking off with a roll of cloth and he's going to the temple. So then Prabhupada said, what can I do? All my disciples are 10th class men. So when it comes to displaying, when one doesn't come up to the qualification, then Srila Prabhupada says, well, they're 10th class men. So it's a matter of what one does with an opportunity. Just like one is not disqualified from the opportunity, but simply getting the opportunity doesn't make you qualified. You have to take advantage of the opportunity, and that's what we're here for in Krishna consciousness. We're here to perform the practice of sadhana bhakti, and as long as one does and strictly adheres to that, then he is on the path to Sagunan Samatittayatan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpati. Then he's on the path to goodness, on the path to transcendence. And then he should be given the same respect one will give any qualified Brahmana. But just putting on dhoti tilak doesn't make one into a Vaishnava, even, what to speak of, into a Brahmana. Or not in a Brahmana, what to speak of a Vaishnava. You have to behave like a Vaishnava. You have to speak. So what is the first thing Arjuna inquires? Kim? This is it. Where's the Bhagavad Gita? He says, how does a self-realized soul, how does he walk? How does he talk? What are his actions? What is his behavior? So, prajahati yada kaman sarvaparta manoratan atmanivatmanatishta stita pragyatadochati. So, Arjun says, how come no one knows this verse? What are you guys doing out there? So he says, Stita pragyasaka basa samadhi stasya keshava stita dikim pravashita kamashita rajita kim. What are the symptoms of one whose consciousness is thus moved in transcendence? How does he speak? What is his language? How does he sit? And how does he walk? In other words, what are the qualifications by his know? So, same thing. What are the qualifications by which Vaishnavas are known, and one should display these qualifications? And when one does, then it becomes an offense to say, oh, he is a European Vaishnava, he was a Shudra, he was a meat eater, and so on. So, Vaishnava Narakisa, Arche Vishnu, Shiladir Gurusu, Vaishnava Jati Bhuti. And Srila Prabhupada here is therefore defending the principle. He doesn't necessarily say that anyone who's so dressed becomes automatically qualified. He's defending the principle that he's given the opportunity to members of the Krishna consciousness movement to be better than Brahmins, to be considered as first-class Vaishnavas, and they should not be disqualified just because they came from a fallen background. But simultaneously, Prabhupada is saying it's also the duty of the members of the Krishna consciousness movement to live up to their inheritance. It's like, yeah, it's like an inheritance. You know, when you're in a will, if you happen to be so fortunate as to be in someone's will, let me know if you are. Usually that's not my luck. usually people asking about my will, or at least whether I'm in someone's will. Will is always given under condition. They give a will. If you are like this, behave in such or such a way, or at a certain age someone gets this amount of money or inherits an estate, but he's meant to deal with it in this way. He can't sell it if he does, or if he tries to do anything with the estate, or doesn't respect its the will of the donor, then he forfeits the will. So same thing. We've been willed the process of Krishna consciousness. What are the conditions, what are the practices? Well, read it. Here's the will. It's all written down. And if we do it, then you're a millionaire. And if you don't, then punam lishikam vava, then you become a poor man again. So our business is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving it to everyone, everywhere. He's not discriminating. And we're so fortunate that we've come in contact with Krishna consciousness. So we need to be careful not to embarrass Prabhupada by our lifestyle or our behavior. And we need to be conscientious that we really do justice to the process that's being given to us.